Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Hey, chickens. There's still more Church on Ruby Road business to talk about. So if you've seen some of the photos or some of the online, you know, trailery business, basically the idea of the episode is that Ruby Rose is an annoying actor. Ruby Sunday, because the episode's called Church on Ruby Road, and Ruby Sunday is the character, and Road and Rose sound like the same word, and somehow my brain made Ruby Rose come out. Let's not have her in this. long ago on Christmas Eve, a baby was abandoned in the snow. Today, Ruby Sunday meets the Doctor, stolen babies, goblins, and perhaps the secret of her birth. So obviously there's a whole bit of business going on there. By the way, I don't know if anyone saw Shuri Gatwa and Millie Gibson turning on the Christmas lights at the Millennium Wheel or whatever it's called, the London Eye. The TikTok was hilarious because there were all these people freaking out, like, why is Brian May there? Brian May from Queen. They're like, oh my God, is he going to be in Doctor Who? It's like, no, he's married to Anita Dobson, who is in the cast, along with Davina McCall. So, yeah, it's not it's not some weird Queen conspiracy. He's just turned up to his wife's work event, that's all. but I did love the craziness about that. But, yeah, so Millie Gibson's character, Ruby Sunday, is going to find out where, you know, what happened with her. But one of the photos that's online, Jordan pointed out on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group that there's a character in kind of like looks like a female character in a hood. You can't see their face, and they're carrying a baby in a blanket. And so Jordan says, just a small baby theory. I mean, there's babies that are going to be eaten in this episode. That is kind of confronting. But Jordan says, the publicity photo from the church on Ruby Road reveals a woman sporting boots and an ankle gap akin to the 13th Doctor's style. What? Might the 13th Doctor have discovered baby Ruby and placed her at the church on Ruby Road for a family to find? Or perhaps the doctor chose a family that had lost their own baby to goblins, trying to add a little hope into their sorrow. And could it be that the doctor adopts the festive tradition of yearly check-ins with Ruby, similar to those visits with Kazran in A Christmas Carol, and finds her being lifted away on a rope ladder during one such visit, unless it's the lady who picked the master tooth? I mean, this is... when you see the comparison side by side of the boots and the cheeky hint of ankle, it is a compelling theory. I don't know that Jodie would go back to the show so quickly, but you know, unless we're just meant to it's meant to imply that it's that doctor, without actually having to call up Jodie Whittaker and pay her money. Cassidy has replied to this post saying, call the midwife crossover outside Red Nose Day. When? call the midwife crossover. That would be amazing. Like, I got excited when old mate from Call the Midwife was playing Verity Lambert in the An Adventure in Space and Time. She hasn't been in The Midwife for a long time, which I find weird because she was the narrator. And then, you know, I know it was Vanessa Redgrave, but doing the narrating. But it was meant to be an old version of, I think it's Jessica Raine, is that the actor? And then she's... She's not in it anymore. There's other people. I did, when we were doing the Hard Quiz live episodes in Adelaide, at the entertainment centre, after the show, because it was in the middle of the Fringe and, you know, there's heaps of stuff going on, Tom and I were like, oh, should we go out? And I was like, oh, I'll just see how I feel after I go back to the hotel room. There was an episode of Call the Midwife on, and I just went, no, I'm going to sit here and watch this and go to bed. I'm at that age now. But yeah, everyone's very excited about this theory. I do love this theory. It's exciting. It's fun. Thank you, Jordan. We have so many, many theories coming. I don't know how I feel about this, this whole Christmas special thing, because we were kind of told that the series would be starting straight away, but that there hasn't really been any kind of confirmation of that. Like, is this just as Disney are calling it, a holiday special? I love in the BBC, are like, no, it's a Christmas special. And Disney are like, no, it's a holiday special. Disney have gone full non-denominational. The other thing I find fascinating, because it's like, well, are we getting the new series straight away? Like, is this just the first of however many episodes? Or is this just, you know, a thing we watch on Boxing Day, and then they'll tell us at the end when the series is coming out. Like, it's kind of all up in the air. There's not even any real information on the Disney website. It's just like, oh yeah, it's on. If you go to their YouTube channel, they'll show you the trailer where there is no dancing in a kilt. I will point out, but there is one of Ruby's mums is in it. So he's like, who's this? And she's like, nah, trying to explain who the doctor is. But yeah, I don't know when we're getting it. Like, are we getting a series straight away? By the time this episode comes out, maybe we'll know. But I very much doubt it. Another thing, because I'm going to take a little bit of a break, I should warn you. I will do a bonus episode on Boxing Day, so we can talk about the church on Ruby Road, how we felt about all that baby eating. goblins chowing down on baby. It's confronting. but the rest of the week and for the next couple of weeks will just probably be filled with your many, many, many messages that you sent me about the three specials, and I'm very excited to finally be able to dig into those. If you have any more stuff about the specials, keep it coming in. I'm happy to keep going on about it. And then we'll pivot back to Matt's missive. I've also, Jeff has watched Invasion of the Dinosaurs of all episodes. So we'll be digging into that. And there's still responses coming in for Let's Kill Hitler, which has been quite the contentious episode. Like, people have been freaking out. So, yeah, I would love all of your thoughts and theories. Don't, just because I'm not addressing them immediately in the podcast because I've pre-recorded them, doesn't mean that they, you know, I won't be able to circle back. I mean, we've done it in the past. I've pre-recorded a bit ahead and then we've headed back to chat about how we feel about things. So we can do all of that again. But yeah, I'm very much interested in hearing what you have to say about the Church on Ruby Road once it's happened, but we probably won't get around to that until the new year. But let me know anyway. I'm excited about it. I'm also, you know, we've had several people say, oh, I watched that episode straight away again, The Giggle, because we got to see the new Doctor in action and it was amazing. Like, I'm still kind of gobsmacked at how commanding Shuti Gatwa was as the Doctor, like, straight away. So I'm very much looking forward to Boxing Day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.